for House Bill 66, Appropriation Mental Health Budget, and House Bill 67, Operating Budget. This is a conference committee. With us this afternoon, we have Senator Gary Wilkins, Senator Lida Green, Senator Lyman Hoffman, Representative Meyer, and me as the chair, Chenault. Good afternoon. Today we'll be meeting on 7 departmental budgets. We have received limited powers for the conference committee from both the Senate and the House. The departments that we will be taking up today are the governor, court system, legislature, administration, commerce, education, environmental conservation. And the motion sheet should be on the departments, should be available back there if you don't have them. I think all members do have. And with that, Senator Wilkins.
Mr. Chairman, under the office of the governor, sheet dated 4/28/10:14 a.m. Office of the governor, item number one, I would move that we adopt Senate version.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, we will adopt the Senate version on item one. We'll close out the governor's budget. Senator Wilkins.
Mr. Chairman, under Alaska court system, sheet dated 4/28/10:16 a.m., item number one, I would move that we adopt the Senate numbers. Item number two, adopt Senate. Item number three, adopt House. And we'll leave item number four open.
Are there any objections to the motion? Seeing none, we will accept those, and we will move on to the legislative budget.
Chairman, I would move on legislature sheet dated 4/28/10:16 a.m. We adopt item number one as Senate version. Item number two, a Senate version.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, we will accept that motion, and this action will close out that department, legislative budget. Next, Senator Wilkins.
Chairman, under Department of Administration, sheet dated 4/28/10:26 a.m., item number one, I would move the House version. Item number two, I would move the House version minus 100 in general fund and House version of interagency receipts. Now, item number three will remain open. Item number four, move that we accept House numbers. Item number five, move we adopt all three Senate numbers. Item number six, House numbers. Item number seven, Senate number. And on page two, under intent that we adopt Senate intent. So remaining open would be 3, 8, 9, and 10.
Are there any objections to the motion? Seeing none, we will adopt those. Items 3, 8, 9, and 10 will remain open. Next, we'll move on to commerce and community.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, before we start this, I direct your attention to item number 7. Item number 7, the sheet is in error.
James, has that been corrected? It's been corrected since the last knowledge.
Okay. Do the people have this one?
Okay.
All right. Then, with that clarification, let's go back up to the top.
What was that clarification?
Under the QTA number 7, it should read House under the business license and corporate receipts 250.
Right.
So we'll. Is that what your shows?
I'm sorry, I still don't.
I'll tell you what. Let's do this.
What's the time under your page?
10:28 a.m.
We're saying 10:33.
Let's do this. Mr. Chairman, I would move Item number seven, House minus 500, General Fund. Senate, Business License and Corporate Receipts.
At 250?
Of 250, yes.
So that gets them up to 750?
Correct. Okay, so that takes care of the correction. Okay, now back up to the top. Under Department of Commerce, Community Economic Development, on my sheet dated 10:28 a.m., item number one, I would move we adopt the Senate numbers.
Mr. Chairman, I have 10:33. Is there any difference?
I have 10:33 a.m.
I have 10:33, too.
James wants to speak.
Addie's.
I don't know if there's any difference with it.
I think yours must be the correct.
We all need to have the same sheet in front of us.
This is a simple copy.
No, I want the correct sheet.
Addie?
Thank you. Okay.
So we're working.
All right, let me get to Commerce. Okay, now we're back to Commerce. And on the sheet dated 4/28/10:33 a.m., I would move that we adopt on item number one, the Senate numbers. Item number two, the House numbers. Item number three, House numbers. Item number four, Senate numbers. Item number five, Senate numbers. Six remains open. Seven, we've done. Eight, Senate numbers. Nine, Senate numbers. 10 remains open. H2, item number 11, Senate numbers. 12, Senate. 13 remains open. And 14, Senate numbers, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any objections to taking these numbers? Seeing none, the motion to adopt is passed. Items 6, 10, and 13 will remain open. Next, we'll move on to Education and Early Development.
Chairman, under Department of Education and Early Development, on the sheet dated 4/28, time 10:41 a.m., I would move item number one, Senate numbers. Item number two, House. Item number three, Senate. Item number four, Senate. Item number five, Senate. Item number six, House. Item number seven, House. Item number eight, Senate. And item number nine will remain open.
Are there any objections to this amendment?
Item number one.
Number one.
Item number what?
Item number one, the school funding. With the adoption of the Senate, does that mean that we also have to adopt the Senate version of HB 1?
No. Not yet, but nice try. But nice try.
Can I ask about item five, Mr. Chairman?
Item...
Shit.
Cinco five.
The effect of taking the Senate number is a $215,000 approximately difference to Edgecombe, so we're taking... It has the effect of having $250,000 less to Edgecombe?
Yes, that's correct. Not Edgecombe is two components there. The budget was built, $1 million was built on a request with the current student dollar, not the 313 plus up. And we took out the foundation dollar that was a part of the million, and recognizing that this is the residential component. So the effect of those two is the difference between 1 million and 745.8.
So they'll get the difference once the 70 million is authorized?
Yes.
Any other objections? Hearing none, we will pass those. Item nine will remain open.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, under Department of Environmental Conservation, sheet dated 4/28, time 10:37 a.m., I would move that we adopt item number one, Senate number. Item number two, all House numbers. Item number three.
I think, was that House numbers plus 50,000?
Oh, yes, thank you. House plus 50. Thank you, Senator Hoffman. Under general fund is House plus 50. Under three, Senate numbers. Four, Senate numbers. Five, Senate numbers. Six, Senate numbers. Seven, House number. And under the intent, item number eight, the Senate intent language.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, we'll adopt that motion. These actions will close out Department of Environmental Conservation's budget. Our future meetings, we will meet tomorrow at 3:30, or we'll at least attempt to be here at 3:30, depending on schedules, but our intent is to take up at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, Fish and Game Department, Labor, Corrections, Law, Military and Vets, Natural Resources, Public Safety, and previously heard departments with open items. So if there are any, if there's no questions, I'll bring them into a close. Representative Croft.
I have a question. We had a discussion yesterday about trying to get limited powers of free conference on the jet issue. You and I think missed each other on what legal opinion we were talking about. I still think after reviewing that we have the power to ask for limited powers of free conference on it and to be conferenceable. It's not an open and shut case, but that's the way I read that memo, and I'd move that we ask that. I have a letter prepared if the committee wants to do it, but I'd make that in the form of a motion that we request from the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate limited powers of free conference on that issue.
General, there's an objection, so.
There's two of them at least.
Would you take the roll? Well, it was actually probably three, but.
Okay. Yeah.
President Croft.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
No.
President Meyer.
No.
Senator Wilkin.
No.
President Schumel.
No.
Senator Green.
No.
House 48, CNA, Senate.
Thank you. So it fails. So thank you, Representative Croft. If there's no other questions or business, we'll bring the meeting to a close, and we will meet at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. And thank the members for being here, and thank the department heads for being here.
I'm confused to vote yes.